T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, north, south, east, west points as well. I'm out in Ashburn, Virginia. B. Mitch is holding it down in our Nat Park studios. What's up, B? How you doing,
chilling, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. We got a packed show today. We got Josh Norris joining us at 11 to talk some fantasy. 12:30, Ryan O'Halloran from the Denver Post will give us a preview of those Denver Broncos that the Washington football team takes on this weekend. 1:30, our guy Peter Rosenberg joins the program from ESPN New York. Throughout the day, we got Bleep You Thursday, never forget, 12:45. It is Hip Thrust Thursday. Checking on Cody. Did he get hip thrusted on this morning?
He didn't get hip thrusted on, but we saw somebody trying to hip thrust, and I don't know what the hell that was.
What are you guys talking about? Fill me in immediately.
We're going to just say the Stallion is showing why he was he didn't have any action for a long period of time. It said like
why he had such a cold streak.
He just don't know. I mean, please.
Why is he in there this early?
I don't. He probably did that yesterday.
Yeah, we got a video of him.
We do our work ahead of time. We don't wait till the moment. We do it before.
All right. Well, I'd love to.
I mean, we have people that like to do things ahead of time, unlike you.
Well, speaking of doing things ahead of time, Landfill, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am. Yeah. That's my natural state, sitting.
I think I might make you nervous. So we finally figured something out. And shout out to Chris Kerwin, the only person that gets stuff done around here. I've had issues with the Wi-Fi when I'm out at Washington football team practice, even though I've asked for a hard line for 4 months. But whatever, I've had issues with the Wi-Fi. Finally, my guy Chris Kerwin was able to figure out a hotspot MiFi thing, right? I don't know what the hell you call this thing.
Hotspot?
Sure.
Did you use your phone?
No, I don't think my phone is powerful enough for the Comrex.
I did a whole show on the phone with the Wi-Fi for my phone, my hotspot for my phone one time.
Well, where was that information 2 months ago?
Have you ever asked me anything?
No, but you could just offer a suggestion.
I mean,
to your
I don't know what the problem is.
Brother?
Half the time, I just hear you talking. You never, if you start talking, I think you're good. You never ask me anything.
All right. Well, I've got a current setup that's good. However, I didn't charge my computer or the Wi-Fi hotspot thing at all, and they both take the same charger. So right now, I'm currently like rotating back and forth. Like I'm getting my computer up to 5%, then I'm going to juice the Wi-Fi thing a little bit more. And I'm just going to keep going back and forth. So
how about you
curious.
Ask someone else? Say, Miss, hey, Chris, we know that you're always prepared. Do you have an extra charger?
B. Mitch, nobody gets here till 11:30. I'm solo the first 2 hours of the day in a giant tent.
So Curran is not there?
No, dude, none of them get – practice doesn't start till noon.
Do you want me to call somebody to come over there and help you out?
No, I'm good. I got a system. I'm rotating back and forth with the charger.
That's the problem. We are not concerned about – anything but the fact that you are trusting a system. And the system is something that you came up with. So that's the
you
reason
know
that
my
we have
system
issues.
Is strong.
No, it wasn't Landfill. Last night.
Landfill, last night was not a system pick. It was just a pick.
Okay. Landfill. So when you lose, it's not a system pick. When you win, it's a system pick.
Listen, when it's a system pick, I will tell you. And okay. If I lose on the system, I lose on the system.
Yeah,
last night was not a system pick.
I understand.
Last night was not a good pick either. Not a good night for the Washington Capitals. They had the lead
they
early.
They still got
and
points.
Then,
they still got a point.
Yeah, but yes, they did. But still, you'd like to beat a bad team.
What did
home.
I tell you? I told you already. Whenever a team goes up 2-0, that's a problem.
I don't think they They were up 2-0.
They were up 2-0.
Oh, they were up 2-0, and then Detroit scored to make it 2-1.
Detroit came back and scored. And the thing about it, once it's 2-0, it looks great. When it's 2-1, all that pressure goes to the team that's up 2-1. And then all of a sudden, now you're playing tight, and the other team is playing loose. Then they score, and then when they score, all hell breaks loose because now you're like, damn, we gave up a two-point lead. And then that's
the most
major
dangerous
problem.
Lead in hockey.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, tough night for the Caps to drop one. The Wiz, though, that was a pretty impressive win last night, I think. On the road in Boston, kind of controlled it all along, too. And there were a couple moments where it got a little tight. Boston had a pretty good comeback there in the third quarter. They outscored the Wiz by 9 or 10 points in that quarter. But I was impressed. I mean, what impressed me most maybe with that Wiz win is you're on the road against a historically good team, and Beal's not even your leading scorer. It wasn't the best game Brad's had, but you had Harrell step up, you had Dinwiddie step up. That was a team win, and I don't know, man. I feel like the Scott Brooks Wizards do not win that game.
Maybe not. It probably won't. But I'm glad they played defense enough just to score 123 points. Because I think I want to bet based off of fading somebody. I mean, 223 total points.
Did that hit for you?
Oh, yes.
What was the total? 212
224. I took the under.
Yeah, it was 224. I took the over. He took the under.
Oh, you took the under and it hit by a point?
Hey, as long as it hit. That's all that matters. Man.
No pictures on scorecards, baby. Is tight. Cody, give us the update on last night's World Series game, just so we cover all our bases here.
I'll give you the update. Okay. The Houston Astros came back roaring, and my man, little man Altuve, he said, okay, y'all were talking trash, okay, we spotted y'all one, this is how it's going to be for you. Throw anything near the plate, I'm sending it out the yard. That's what happened.
How are you rooting for Houston? I don't get it.
First of all.
Just because you picked them?
I'm rooting for him because you're rooting for the other team. And look how many games they won. You know, I understand that people said that they were cheating. They cheated then. I doubt if they're cheating now. But I think the little Altuve, I like seeing this little dude be the big man. He is the big man when it comes down to batting and things of that nature. Hey, I don't give a damn what happens with Houston. I just want to see Dusty Baker go do good. That's the real thing.
I'll tell you what, I met Dusty. I'm with you there.
He was my the running back coach, Ted Williams in Philadelphia, they grew up together in Compton. And I met Dusty. He was the coolest dude, just straight down the earth. And ever since then, I pulled for him. So I just want to see him do well.
That's funny that the dude was named Ted Williams, but not that Ted Williams.
Yeah.
I am rooting for Atlanta. And it's bizarre for me to root for Atlanta. So when I was a little kid and lived in North Carolina, the Braves were the team. And my boy... My like best friend when I was little down there is this kid, Sammy Stiers, who was a huge Braves fan. So we rooted for the Braves. Then I moved back up to Maryland, and it was the Orioles, you know, dominated them when I was a kid. And then it became the Nats over time. And then as the Nats, people kind of forget how awful the Nats were for the first five, 7 years of that franchise, really until Mike Rizzo got to town. And, you know, as the Nats kind of became rivals with the Braves, it was like this weird thing, but eventually just the Nats are my team and to hell with the Braves. But I am rooting for the Braves now, no problem, because I hate the Astros. I do like Dusty, and I'll agree with you a little bit, B. I even like Altuve a little bit. But like Bregman and Brantley and all those dudes, Correa, like no thank you. Mm-hmm. So
Correa can play too, though.
Dude, they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're certainly good. A buddy of mine, I guess it's his ex-wife now, but I follow her on Instagram, and she's a Houston native, and she's wearing these shirts that say, "Are y'all still mad?" Like, that's their slogan. Like, you guys are still mad about this? All we're doing is just trying to go out and win games. And I kind of, if I was a Houston Astros fan, I think I would love that mindset.
Yeah.
But I'm not. So, if they can win this one, they kind of turn into the Patriots a little bit, where it's like, yeah, you guys think we cheated. We didn't really cheat, and we're still kicking your butt. Yeah. Does it have that vibe to you at all?
It does. It has that vibe. But see, the thing about me being a baseball player until I was in ninth grade, and then I had this
You ate this, all that chewing tobacco and started
hitting
people.
I had this butt of a coach, and I had to, like, put a one-piece, two-piece on him before. So I didn't play baseball after that. But I've always had a great love and affinity for baseball. And when I see guys as good as they are batting and how their pitchers was working last night, too, you look at their clothes that came in the ninth inning, the way he was just, he had them so off balance, man. But when I watch guys
hit. Well, this starter was damn good, too,
yeah,
Urquidy.
Yeah. But when you watch guys hit as well as they do, it's kind of hard not to. See, I don't. Sometimes I cheer for the fundamentals and the things that are happening instead of the actual player. You know what I mean? Because I in the ninth grade, I was looking at baseball as my possible thing, not football. It was baseball. You know, and then, you know, this coach and I had this issue, and then we had an issue again in football, but he didn't control the football team, you know. So the other coach in football kind of like was the man that was cool as hell, and I ended up sticking to football. So I still respect the hell out of baseball players, man.
I think you did all right, B, sticking with football.
Yeah.
I think it served you well.
I think I did okay.
But I am curious. Like a hardcore baseball guy like Cody and Landfill, who's just a hardcore guy, do you think it's – am I allowed to root for the Braves?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you have to root for the Braves. If you're a root for the Astros, you just root for cheating and undermining the very integrity of the sport.
The very integrity of the sport.
Well, I mean –
what say you, Cody Betts?
I think if we go through the history of baseball, there's been a lot of people undermining the integrity of the sport, but they still act like
that's true, but we shouldn't further undermine it, B-Mitch.
Baseball is the most sacred sport in the world, man.
We have to draw the line somewhere.
Not a lot of integrity when it comes to baseball.
Here's all I'm saying is if the Astros win this year, it just proves they're still cheating.
Maybe. I mean, they're in this spot where kind of people are going to say no matter what, they are cheating, right? Like, which isn't really fair to them, I guess. I don't know, man. Who are you rooting for, Cody?
I am rooting for the Braves. Even though, you know, we're in town here with the Nationals, I want the Braves to win. I don't like the Astros. I don't like anything they're about. I'm all in on the Braves.
I just talked to the hip thruster, and he said that he's pulling for the Astros, so...
Hold on, you're talking to the hip thruster now?
Yeah, he was in the which car? I said, hey man, my buddy said they work out with you all the time. He said, the guy said I turned the TV off. No, I'm joking. I didn't talk to a hip thruster.
if you were talking to the hip thruster, that would be
If I had this ear, I would have a company that doing all kind of stuff. Y'all be like, look, man, somebody's telling this guy to do something.
He hasn't worked out lately when we've seen him. He just kind of comes in and showers and treats it like it's his own personal bathroom. The Wiz right now are in fifth place in the East.
Too soon to start discussing that.
The Bulls are undefeated, 4-0. Yeah. I mean, if I tell you the Eastern Conference standings right now, I don't think many people will expect them to
hold. I would say that the Bulls are killing it.
The Bulls
are
in first. The Hornets are in second. Knicks and Heat.
Isn't Lonzo on one and his brother on the other team?
Is there a ball on the Bulls?
Yeah, Lonzo, isn't he? Lonzo is a point guard for the Bulls, and then his little brother is over there with the Hornets.
Interesting. I mean,
hey, listen, we said what we wanted to say about LeVar, but he
LeVar.
Was wrong about one brother, but he was right by two of them because those dudes are balling, man.
I'll give you $10, B. Mitch, if you can name two former, and you're not allowed to Google this, if you can name two former Wizards on the Hornets.
I can't name it because I don't watch the Hornets. I just watch, I've been watching highlights and I see that dude is he dropping dimes all over the place.
Is Kelly Oubre
and Ish Smith are on the Hornets.
Man, Kelly Oubre has been around the league now already. That dude's always on the trade block, so I don't know.
And people loved him. Loved him.
He wear those Dennis Rodman shorts, though.
Yeah, the tight short ones.
He needs to wear a little longer shorts. I mean, I know that it's going back to that, but he is a little too short for me.
All right, it's time for us to get down to business here. Brian, we're going to talk to Ryan O'Halloran from the Denver Post a little later in the program.
Ryan should be here, dude, isn't he?
Yeah, Ryan covered the Skins for the Washington Times, I believe.
Back in the day. I think Ryan might have covered a little bit of B. Mitch.
Really?
I think he might have.
All right. Well, we'll find that out. Because he was in Jacksonville after – he covered the Jags for a while. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine Denver's a pretty fun beat. But, B, I think we got to talk about something here. And perhaps I'm a giant moron. I recognize that. Okay?
Okay.
Is it possible we're sleeping on the Broncos as an opponent for Washington this week?
I've heard a lot of people talking, and I think they may be sleeping on the Broncos. I'm not sleeping on them because I think that they have a pass rush if Von Miller is playing that could possibly affect some things. But
now, Von Miller's 50-50. By all accounts, it's unclear if he's going to be playing. If he's playing, I mean, he can disrupt a lot.
Yeah, he's elite. But the thing about it, I think we are sleeping a little bit because for some reason in this town, we always look at teams that are not playing well and we say, oh, man, we can get right against them. Newsflash, that's what they're saying in their towns as well, that, oh, it's Washington. We can get out. We can get right on them. And we've seen it happen to a few teams, happen with a few teams. So, and I think also the thing we're not talking about, it is something about that mile-high thing. And we'll have Rod Smith on tomorrow and have an opportunity to talk to him and find out exactly what that is. Maybe somebody else that texted me last night said they may have some time tomorrow. I'll let you know that after I get a confirmation.
Cool. I love when you just start going into your Rolodex. Rod Smith once won me a fantasy football championship when I was in high school. I got real love for Rod Smith. I may or may not even tell him that tomorrow. We'll see how
you
going to
tell him.
And
he's going to ask for his 10%.
I mean, 10% of probably $200 in 1998. How much do you think that's worth now?
Oh, man. 1998 with inflation $20. And all that stuff, $20. You probably owe him over $200.
Inflation calculator. all right. Hold on. Let's see if I can. So it would be $20 in 1998.
Uh-huh.
I bet. What do you? Before I run the numbers here, I'm on inflationcalculator.com. I bet I owe him like $32.
Inflation, but you got to add interest on that too now because you hadn't given it to him. So I think it's
going to
be.
I can't add interest.
I'll go with 94.
Oh, dude, $20 from 98 is worth $33.66 today.
Okay, and with interest?
Now I have no idea.
With interest compounded?
How the hell am I supposed to adjust for interest?
Look, watch how quick I get this for you. Amit, y'all know you're listening. Tell us what it is with interest, because that's what you do. $20.
All right, but what is the assumed interest rate? Like 6%?
Compounded quarterly.
You can't have both inflation and interest.
Yes, you can.
That's the entire point of inflation.
That's how it works.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
No, because you either invest the money and you're gaining interest in whatever investment vehicle
you're
in.
Well, you didn't pay him.
Or
so
you have
did
cash
you invest the money?
and it inflates.
Did you invest and win some more?
No. Bitch, I was 16. I probably bought a pair of sneakers and some gum.
That's an investment. If you bought some Jordans and you didn't mess them up, they may be worth $2,500 right now.
Do you think I didn't mess them up? Well, is there anything in my life I don't mess up?
Well, you got two beautiful daughters and a beautiful wife. Those things you have messed up.
That's true. That's the one area I can point to.
I'm sure Lauren just said, see, Brian knows how to say things. You need to pick up a little bit
of that. I meant like material goods.
You saw how I slipped that in there so cool, how I'm going to be liked forever around your house?
Always. So I also want to ask you this, B. Mitch. So I'm flying out to Denver Saturday morning. I want to get out into the mountains, right? And Greg Abernathy, who you know, wants to go with me. I want to go do like a legit hike. I've been out to Colorado once, and one of the coolest moments is when you drive through this Eisenhower Tunnel that is legitimately the Continental Divide, I believe, of the United States of America, and you come out the other side of this tunnel, and you feel like John Denver's singing Rocky Mountain High. Like, all of a sudden, you just feel like you're in a different world.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go out that way, and it'll be about a two-hour drive. Abernathy only wants to drive an hour, and he's driving me crazy.
Well, how about he drive an hour, then you tell him, get in the passenger seat, you drive the other damn hour. Duh.
See? B. Mitch, problem solver. When we return, let's dig into these.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Denver Broncos, and figure out if Taylor Heinicke is the guy that can take down a top five defense. Next on The Fan. It's a banger right here, Landfill. Is this the original? I believe it is.
Yes.
Can you play the Weezer cover also?
Maybe.
Thank you. I don't get a lot of maybes from Landfill. I usually just get no's. So maybe seems like a victory.
Well, you should just take it and stop talking about it before it changes to a no.
Probably will. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow Brian at B. Mitch Live NBCS. Check me out at J.P. Finley NBCS. The show is at B. Mitch and Finley. There is a lot going on with the Washington football team. We're going to talk about all of it, right? In no way am I ignoring the continued dust-up that seems to be gaining more steam around the lack of a written report following the Washington football team investigation into a two-decade culture of workplace harassment. NFL owners' meetings were this week in New York, and it just never – it seems like it's a never-ending topic. Largely, this thing had pretty much gone away. Everybody was, I think, outraged by how the NFL – basically covered everything up. There was no written report. 2 days before the report came out, the team named Tanya Snyder co-CEO. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, the report came out that basically gave Dan Snyder a top secret, double secret probation suspension. I mean, Beamish, what a hell of a coincidence that she was named co-CEO 2 days before all this news came out. Isn't that one of the larger coincidences you've ever seen in your life?
It's a large coincidence, but if you just paid attention, I think when you heard people that are other people in the team, they talked about him, they meet with him on a daily basis. So where was really a suspension?
Right.
I mean,
he's been at every game.
See, the thing I think that Roger Goodell better be careful with on this one, where he thinks he's smarter than everybody, but there's a lot of people out there a little smarter than him now, and then those that aren't smarter have a little bit more power and pull. And he basically came out and said, oh, yeah, we suspended him, which he wasn't really suspended. And then on top of that, you know, we're not going to leak this. Never said suspended, but they said he's going to be – he has to be away, and then the commissioner can let him know when he can return. That's suspension in my book.
Sure seems
so
like
on
one.
Top of that, now you have people that were not even caring about this now. So, you know, I think you need to be careful with the fact of constantly – adding on to the list of enemies or lookers that, and you're trying to keep some information private.
Totally. We're going to dig into that deep at 1 o'clock because, I mean, you just got to wonder if there's a little bit of a fire, right? And are they going to keep throwing wood on it? Or are they going to get some water on this fire? I don't know how it's going to go. I don't think they're going to be able to put this fire out. And I know the NFL wants to, but it sounds like some in the NFL are like, why are we taking the heat for them? And that is big trouble.
Well, I think when you get owners starting to say, we need to get a written report.
Yeah.
We want to see everything. I think that right there may be that little crack that starts to turn into a big gash.
Because Goodell works for owners and by and large protects their interests as long as their interests are aligned. But you also got this, what I don't think people locally are maybe understanding the scope of, is there's this lawsuit between the St. Louis Stadium Authority and Stan Kroenke, who is the owner of the Rams. Mm-hmm. And he bought the Rams more or less to move them to L.A.
Yeah.
And there are some allegations of perhaps dirty dealing along the way. And there is a major lawsuit with major legal fees. And now Kroenke's saying, listen, I'm not paying for everybody's legal fees anymore. I'm over it. And if that holds true, then you got a real concern here, because if the owners start to fracture along the lines of who's going to protect Stan and protect this investment in L.A., because the investment in L.A. helps the whole league.
The league wanted that in L.A.
Right, totally. Yeah, Kroenke had
before
St.
Louis, they definitely wanted that in L.A.
But Washington fans won't be shocked to hear this, that John Mara, owner of the Giants, is very upset about this and said, we never would have approved the move to L.A. if we had to pay the legal bills. It's basically somebody's got to pay this $10, $20 million in legal bills.
Yeah, but
the rest
of
the league.
To be honest with you, JP, once they sit down and really think about it, $10, $20 million in legal fees compared to the billions that they're making, they're going to come to grips and move past that. They're not going to let $10 million, $20 million break up a damn monopoly. That's basically what it is.
I agree. But there's also egos involved. And when really, really rich, powerful people feel like they were lied to, there's a lot going on that I want to get to at 1 o'clock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, here's my question. And I'll open the phone lines up, too. 800-636-1067. The Denver Broncos have the fourth-ranked defense in points allowed and the fifth-ranked defense in yards allowed.
Yep. And that's without having Vaughn Miller 100% of the time.
Right. Well, let's point this out, too. I mean, Vaughn Miller, as great as he is as a player, I mean, he's 32 and didn't have double-digit sacks last year. And granted, 2 years ago he had 14 and a half.
Double-digit sacks is not always the end-all, be-all.
I agree.
So I'm saying if he's affecting the position of a quarterback and other people getting the sacks, that's all that matters.
I'm with you. But who's the kid they just drafted a couple years ago that was also a pass rusher? I think Chubb, right? It was the A&M kid?
Yeah, Bradley.
Bradley Chubb, right.
Yeah, because Nick is the running back, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's a beast. But so here's my question. Confidence level that Taylor Heinicke in this Washington offense that I expect to be without Curtis Samuel, De'Ami Brown, Logan Thomas. I think you're talking about Terry McLaurin and some dudes at wideout. You're talking about Antonio Gibson on a banged-up leg, J.D. McKissick. I mean, when you just talk about the weapons here, and then you this defense, I don't know if I buy it, B. So let me lay this out for you, right?
You don't know if you buy what?
The Broncos' defensive ranks so far are gaudy, obviously. They've had two games where they held their opponents to under 200 total yards.
Mm-hmm. Where were those games? In Denver or on the road?
One was on the road, one was at home.
Okay.
But perhaps more important than that,
who were the teams?
That's what I want to ask you, because they played the Jags. Against the Jacksonville Jaguars, week 2, Denver won 23-13.
Okay.
And they only gave up 189 yards of offense.
And that was in Denver or in Jacksonville?
That was in Jacksonville.
Okay.
That was on the road. 23-13 win in Jacksonville. They gave up 189 total yards, only 75 on the ground, only 114 through the air, forced 2 turnovers.
Okay.
Jags are not a good team.
All right.
They just aren't. Then week 3, an even more impressive effort at home against the Jets. They only give up 162 yards of offense, only give up 11 first downs, 40 yards of rushing, force two turnovers.
All right, I think you got a point with those two teams because those two teams are garbage right now.
Bad, bad.
But the question is, what did they do against the other teams that they played, the better teams?
That is a pretty important question. So if you look at the other teams, like the Raiders have a good offense. The Raiders are good.
Uh-huh.
Derek Carr's playing well. They gave up 426 yards of offense in that game.
Okay.
The Browns last week with Case Keenum at quarterback, they gave up 370 yards of offense, including a 180 on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, who Landfill thinks stink, Big Ben, they gave up almost 400 yards of offense against the Steelers. They gave up 390 and 240 through the air. Even the Giants, who they played week one, I'm not even telling you the Ravens, because when the Ravens played them, it kind of reminded me of the effort Green Bay gave when they played Washington. The Giants week one, they gave up 314 total yards, 250 through the air to Danny Dimes.
How much did we give up against the Giants?
What was the question, B?
How much did we give up against the Giants as a defense?
That's a good comparison. Let's pull that up. Washington.
It was way over 300 and something yards.
Yeah. So Washington gave up 390 to the Giants.
Okay.
230 through the air, 160 on the ground. And remember, a lot of that rushing
total. A lot of things were called back, too.
That's true. So Washington gave up 390. The Broncos gave up 314 and way fewer rush yards.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if they have any other similar opponents, and they do not, just the Giants. I'll also say this, and people may disagree with me. I think the Washington defense is playing better now than it was week two when they took on the Giants. I think things are kind of coming together. They've made some changes. I think the obvious change is Landon Collins is playing less and he's playing closer to the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be curious to see what happens with William Jackson this week. He didn't play last week, and I thought Danny Johnson kind of gave them something. But William
Jackson
was back.
You think they keep William Jackson off the field if he's healthy to go?
I don't think they will. Do you?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think if he's healthy, they're going to put him back on the field.
I agree. Listen, Danny Johnson got beat. Let's be clear about that. He was abused on that two-minute drill drive just before halftime. But he also was physical and made tackles in the open field and didn't have any penalties, and I think there's some value there. Here's the question for the phone lines. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Taylor Heinicke, this Washington offense going into Denver to face a top five defense, what's your confidence level? Is Denver's defensive statistics skewed by two dominant performances against terrible teams in the Jags and the Jets? Or are they just a really good defense? Let's figure it out next on The Fan. Meter, let's start with Landfill because I'm guessing this number's. All right, B Mitch, I'm going to set scale of 1 to 10. Confidence in Heinicke going to face a top five Broncos defense. I'm going to set it at 3 for Landfill. You going over or under? 3 out of 10.
I'll go over.
All right, Landfill, what do you think?
You know, I'm going with a 4. That's my level of confidence in Taylor Heinicke. I'm going with a 4.
It's a weird world where 4 actually sounds high. B, what's your level of confidence?
That he'll go there and destroy this
perform
defense?
Well. Just perform well.
I think he's going to – I was reading the article and listening to some of his comments. He was saying how, you know, well, I'm back to myself. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to use my leg. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I still feel that Taylor Heinicke is in the mindset of, hey, I have to prove something. And I think he's going to run a little bit too much, and that's where he gets caught.
So
my level of confidence is, what's the scale here? 1 to 5?
1 to 10. 0 to 10, I guess. Yeah.
I'd give you a 5.
Okay. I think I'm a little higher than you. I think I mean, I've
are you, the, you probably were more higher than me most of your life, but still.
Rocky Mountains, baby.
We already know, man. You were in the pool. You were backstroking. You were doing all kinds of stuff.
I never backstroked. I was reasonably calm in the shallow end.
You were doing the butterfly against Mitch Tischler. You were so high on it.
I kicked his ass too, for the record. I'll give him I think 5 out of 10 is probably right. We've seen him have some real struggles against good defenses. I'm just not entirely. You know what? Maybe I am. There's questions if the Broncos defense is that good, or their dominant performances against bad teams are what have their averages so high. But then I'm taking a step back, and this is a bad team.
What are you supposed to do against bad teams?
Yeah, dominate them.
Okay. And they did exactly that.
Well, and also B, I need to remind myself, and perhaps we all do, Washington's a bad team. So you should expect some level of domination. So I'll go 5 out of 10 with you. Go 5 out of 10 with you. Let's hit the phones because a lot of people called in. Let's go to our guy Devon in Rockville. Devon, how confident are you in Taylor Heinicke going to Denver?
I'm about like a 4 or 5. Like I was saying.
Devon, hold on, man. For a minute, I thought we were talking to Lou. All that noise was in the background.
I thought he was on the ski slope. I thought Devon already went to Denver.
No, I ain't go to Denver, man. I'm gonna say a 4 to 5. To be honest, I just feel like if Taylor can play his game, like he uses legs, I'm with you, big bro. Don't get out there and do it, overdo it. But he left a lot out there last Sunday. Overthrow, he throws high. He just got to settle in, take what he
fell
got.
On the and one inch line instead of getting in the end zone. Devon, he certainly left something out.
Yeah, but I really feel, but JP, I really feel like, if it was any other quarterback, any other team, man, they would have gave him a touchdown.
No, they would have ran in the end zone. They would have ran in the end zone.
I think he's right. I think you got to trust. Thank you for the call, D. Appreciate you, buddy. Refs got to just trust their eyes and not let replay dictate everything. He scored on that damn
play. It's not replay. It's rules, okay? Why the hell are
you
going?
You know I don't like rules.
Okay, why are you going down on a knee and never put the ball across the line before you go to the knee? And then again, why the hell was he going to a knee anyway? He wasn't about to be hit. Run into the end zone. Everybody want to sit up here and want to say, what from coaches, players, all of them, they want to say all this crap. Why the hell is nobody saying he should have just ran his little ass in the end zone? He wouldn't have this problem.
Cody, what's your confidence level in Taylor Heinicke going out west to the Rocky Mountains?
I'm going to go with a 6.5 here. I really,
you've been hanging around JP too long.
Yeah,
you
a little bit.
That's higher than me, dude.
But I really think that he's going to do well out there. I really do.
Listen, we all know that Cody is just too ramped up and tightly wound all the time, and Cody could actually use a trip to the Rocky Mountain highs.
No, but he don't need to go there.
I think he does. Dude.
No, he don't need
Cody
to go
needs
Denver.
To relax.
Everything's legal out there. He needs to be out there. He needs to stay right where he's at. And you need to take your time going out there, too.
You should
ask NBC not to send you this week.
I've given all that up. That phase of my life is over. I've lost my fastball, B-Mitch. But Cody is awfully high on Heinicke going out to Denver and beating the Broncos, or just playing well against the Broncos. Let's get another call in here. Let's go to Cardell in D.C. Cardell, what's up, man? You're on B-Mitch Finley.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? I'd say my level is probably about a 6 right now. Heinicke's not great, and there's no question he left points on the field last week. But I don't think he's really the biggest concern, really, that I have going out there as far as this team. Y'all named a lot of the injuries. It sounds like a lot of these guys that are playing, it sounds like we have basically the same offense that we had last year trotting out there this weekend. We have a lack of weapons, and sure, his high throws and his late passes don't help. But I just generally don't think he's the main focus of the problems on the offense. I will say, though, JP, you named a lot of the Broncos' defensive stats and the yards that they've given up. Yeah, they've given up a lot of yards sometimes, but we moved the ball plenty last week. But it's about, B-Mitch says it all the time, it's about the score. How many points are you going to put up? We could go out there and get 400 yards of offense and come out the game with 17 points and a loss.
Totally. I mean, very, very good point, Cardell. Thank you for the call. Washington outgained Green Bay by 130 yards last week. I mean, moving the ball wasn't the issue. It was getting in the damn end zone. Let's go one more, Alvin and Bethesda. And then got to be quick here, Alvin. What's up?
I'm trying to be quick. First of all, thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan of you, B. Mitch, 61-year-old man. You know I've been following you.
Thank you, man.
But I'm about a five. And B. Mitch, thanks for letting my son share a birthday with you, August 18th.
All right, man.
Thank you for the call, Alvin.
I'm about a five, man. A lot of problems. It's not just anarchy. It's a whole lot of stuff going on with the Reds, with the football team. We don't have an identity.
That's what B's been saying for a while. Thank you for the call, Alvin. I know one person that has an identity. His name is Josh Norris. He is the Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. He will join us next here, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.